This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors. On News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX, our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Come around to my
way of thinking. Good afternoon. I'm Joey McLaughlin. This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean in studio. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year, Joey. Good to be here. Starting off a fresh 2019.
Is that important? I mean, I know a lot of people make resolutions, and I'm not talking about that, but just kind of getting a new outlook, and does that really help with what you guys talk about a lot?
It should, because the thing is, as each year comes to an end, it should be a chance for somebody to really step back, review what happened the year before, and if things weren't what they wanted to be, start afresh.
Tweak things, yeah.
And it is for, a lot of people, they start, on a good foot and really want to get control of their life. New year, new me,
right.
as people always say. Right. And, it should be a motivator for people. I mean, I myself am sitting down and, starting to write out goals for the year. And the thing is if you don't put something down in front of you that you're trying to accomplish, places you're trying to get, whether it is health or life or family related, work related, faith related, whatever it is, if you don't pursue anything, then you're never going to get anywhere. So it is something I think that everybody should aspire to do, to start off the year on the right foot.
And I've heard if you write it down, it makes it real, right?
Here's a good thing. I do a lot of studying over the years, and one of the things I read in one of the Get Well books that I read years ago, and just do everything better type of book, he said, don't just think it, ink it.
Okay.
So write these things down. Write down whatever your goals are. Write it down. Put it in ink. Have it there. Glance at it two or three times a day. Start it and just get that into your subconscious, and you'll be amazed at what happens and how things start to happen. Just it's almost a magical thing. It's hard to explain until you actually do it and experience it. But that would be one good thing they could do. Write down what your goals are.
Yeah, coming into the show, I mean, that was one of the things I was going to talk about. Is really just put the message out there, like, hey, listeners, take control of your health, take back your health. That is what the show is about. Since I didn't start the show with,
I threw a question at you early. I'm sorry.
No, I know I like it. No, but it's funny. I'm just before I go back onto that, I'm going to say our mission at Reed Family Wellness is to help as many people as we can get healthy and stay healthy by natural means. Teach them how to take care of their bodies in the fashion that our bodies were meant to be taken care of. And that's not with surgery, and that's not with drugs, if they can be avoided. So back to the thing, it's 2019. It's like, what are you going to do to get your health back? I know there's a lot of people out there that are not where they want to be health-wise. Are you going to sit back on your butt and go through another year and not do something about it? Or are
that's
you going to take
that's
control?
Easy.
It's so easy. And the thing is we're, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I listen to things, about that, like about taking control and taking the steps, because we're all a work in progress. Even though we're on this radio show and we're out telling people, how to do this, it doesn't mean that we don't pursue it. And we're always trying to better ourselves. And it is that we live in a society that just, it is so, we're, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how to say it other than just to say we're soft and we're getting softer
and we're lazy.
Physically and mentally. And it's easy to not, it is a lot easier to sit back and not pursue things. And then you get further down the rabbit hole and you feel more hopeless, and we all fail in certain parts of our lives. And health is so important, because if you don't have health, it doesn't matter what else you do have. You might have money, but what if you die early? Well, what's that money do for you? It doesn't do anything. Health is, as important as anything in our lives. And so that's, once again, why we get on this radio show. That's why we want to promote the podcast, after the fact, is we want people to realize that there are certain things that you need to do. And you can't sit back idly and expect things to come to you, because they won't. We want people to know, the power of chiropractic. What we do in our office is a powerful thing. And people who haven't been exposed to it have no idea what they're missing out on. They don't know that there's that there is another side of the coin.
I think there's a large extent, too, that people are just like, well, they're a chiropractor. What do they know, type of thing. But, I just, speaking of which, I brought that up this morning to my daughter, who's not with us today, but Dr. Shea. But I said, hey, do me a favor, do some quick research. I want to give this information to the people today. I'm just going to run through this because people need to know what we do, what chiropractic is about. But most people don't know, Joy, that our education chiropractically mirrors a medical doctor's education. Give some quick numbers here. Anatomy and embryology and physiology. Anatomy, MDs, 508 hours versus chiropractic, 520 hours. Physiology, medical doctors, 326 hours, chiropractic, 440 hours. Pathology, geriatrics, pediatrics. Medical doctors, 401 hours, chiropractic, 360. People probably don't know chiropractically that we have to take pathology, geriatrics, pediatrics. Getting back to, here's another great one. Diagnosis, dermatology, eyes, ears, nose, throat. Medical doctors, 324 hours. Chiropractors, 630 hours.
Wow.
Neurology, the nervous system. What we claim is our, you know, the claim to fame is we deal with the nervous system. Medical doctors, 112 hours. Chiropractic, 320. Over twice. Psychology, medical takes over there, 144. Chiropractic, 60. Believe it or not, obstetrics, gynecology. Medical doctors, 148. Chiropractic, 60. Orthopedics, medical doctors, 156 hours, chiropractic, 225 hours. So again, people don't realize as chiropractors how we are trained. We are trained almost identically to medical doctors. It's just that where they go to study medications and how to treat you with medications, we go to nutrition and chiropractic and adjustments and learning how to deal with the human body without using drugs and surgery. That's what attracted me many years ago. I was told someone that I used to work with when I was a civil engineer. I told him I was going back into school to become a chiropractor, and he's like, well, why don't you just become a medical doctor? I didn't have the conversation, but I just realized this guy has no idea anything about chiropractic, what it's all about. The beauty of it is we help people get well. We don't use drugs and surgery. Not only do we help you get well, as we've said many times, we teach you. We teach you, we teach you, we teach you. We want you to be educated. And so that's the basis of...
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I just had a patient in yesterday, and as she was leaving, I was like, I'll see you on Thursday. And she said something to the effect... I don't even know exactly what she said, and this is just coming off the cuff because of what you're saying, but said something about, not... something to the effect of not wanting to see me too much. I'm like, trust me, I don't want to see you as often as I'm seeing you right now, but guess what? You got to get good. And this is a patient I've seen over the years. And that is our goal. Like Dr. Chris was just saying, it's like, we don't want to see you all the time. But guess what? Until we get you to where you need to be, we do. Generally, when you go see a chiropractor, you don't see him once. It's not like you go and have a surgery and you're out the door and, you know, maybe some rehab. It's like, we are seeing on a consistent basis, just working on the stressors of the body, breaking poor patterns, creating better ones. And that takes time. And a lot of times people are years out of whack, you know, and they don't just bounce back in a week or two. But anyhow, the ultimate goal is to get the person to the point where they're understanding, they're back to good, they're understanding how to take care of themselves moving forward, and then they're just doing it. And then, you know, obviously coming in for a periodic adjustment, kind of like getting your tires rotated, your teeth clean. You're not doing it because the tires are falling off, your teeth falling out of your head. You're doing it because you're wanting to be proactive in your health and you want to feel good. And that is the message. That's what we want for all of our patients, is to get them in that wellness mindset.
Yeah, in our office, that's what we promote. We are, again, Reed Family Wellness. We want you to be, and we have this conversation as when people walk in our door, hey, you've got a problem right now. We want you to get to wellness care as quickly as possible. We want you to understand what wellness is about. It's about feeling good and living an optimal life, being the best you can be. But you've got to get there. And I had a quick thing. I had a young guy come in. He was home on break right now from college. But he hit his head recently and had a concussion. And I've treated him twice. He's like, you know what? I'm much better, but I'm really concerned about going back because I'm still having problems. I said, well, listen, you had a concussion. It doesn't get better overnight. You know, it's a hard deal to deal with, right? But it needs treatment. And so, again, I think people just in general think, I want this, and I want this now. So that's where we begin, and we just, again, re-education and teach people about how the body and how the brain heal.
Anybody is interested, first of the new year. Doesn't have to be the first. It could be the middle of the year, right? But they're interested in getting healthy. How do they get a hold of you?
They can call our office at 217-698-5800. Our website is reedfamilywellness.com. That's reedfamilywellness.com.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors. On News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good from the moment I rise.
Give us a call this afternoon on Take Back Your Health. This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean in studio this afternoon at the beginning of a brand new year.
Amen. Brand new year, brand awesome. New you. And that's what we were going into break. We were just saying, it's 2019. It's a new year. Don't sit back. Don't wait. Do something. If you're not healthy and you're not where you want to be health-wise and you're on a bunch of medications and your body hurts and you got poor sleep and you're not, you know, having, you know, any liveliness to your life and you want to do something about it, honestly, you know, we have the answers. We are all about, in our office, focusing on the stress in the body. And we've talked about this on every show up to date, and we're going to bring it up now. It's all about physical, chemical, and mental, emotional stress. And every person that comes in our office, those are what we analyze, is what we look at. And we try and find out where are the biggest stressors in those areas for each person individually and attack them.
Let's talk about chemical stress real quick, because I want to make mention of something.
Get it.
I was just telling my wife, Becky, this morning. I got out of bed. I'm like, okay, I'm going to cleanse for the next 2 weeks. There are some things I ate over the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas that just don't sit well with me. But it was that time of the year, and I indulged. I had some for my family, a mincemeat, an old English recipe of my grandmother's that I put together for some of my family members every year. And we were having some mincemeat over the weekend, and it was absolutely phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Dynamite.
But it's full of natural sugars. It's full of raisins and currants and muscats and just a bunch of sweet stuff. And then you top that with either ice cream. You serve it warm. You top it with ice cream or whipped cream, and it's absolutely delicious. But guess what? It's not on my diet, and my body tells me that. And so I woke up, and I was like, hey, I'm getting rid of this stuff. I'm cleaning up for the next 2 weeks, and I'm going to feel great as quickly as I can.
Tell your clam chowder.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. And then I had a woman come in this morning who I'm currently treating, a client, and she said she had some clam chowder on New Year's Day, and she's been really good at really taking good care of herself. And she said following having that clam chowder, she said the next day, I had pins and needles sensation in my right knee, right ankle stiffness, and my right hip feels raw. And that's just, again, she's...
And raw, who knows what raw means, but obviously not good.
Yeah,
a piece of raw meat in my
but she said, not great. She said, I need to cleanse because, I mean, that's a beautiful thing about when you start getting better and feeling better. My brother Dan said to this at a party recently, he said, Chris, you're so in tune with your body that if you do something wrong, your body tells you immediately. And I said, absolutely, it does. But the good thing is it just feels good to feel good.
Well, yeah, and it all comes, you know, people are like, well, what the heck? Why would clam chowder cause that? You know, and for people that have, you know, inflammatory foods all the time, they wouldn't know what the heck we're talking about. But when you have a very good diet and you don't put pro-inflammatory foods in, like Dr. Chris or like the patient he's talking about, you're going to feel the effects. I put those inflammatory foods into my diet a little bit more. He's really strict about his diet and really good about it. But you become more sensitive to it. So when you have it, it's like, yeah, my hip feels raw and my joints are hurting and I'm not feeling optimal. And that the good thing is when you get to that point, most people are like, oh, how could I ever get there? Well, hard work, obviously, and dedication. But once you do get there, it's really empowering, as he can, you know, attest to. It's like, okay, I will have it, like he does. But then I'm miserable, and I guess what? I'm not going to do it for a while, and I'm gonna cut it out, and I'm gonna take care of myself because I'm a better me when I'm taking care of myself.
What I explain to my clients is that, again, once you start to retrain your brain and once you start to feel better, you're going to want more of that. That doesn't mean you're not human. You're going to have things where you're going to eat things that you don't necessarily want to eat here and there. I was talking about, you know, people eating cookies and stuff like that, Christmas cookies. I get all that. That's all fine. But what happens is when you do feel good, and then you eat that stuff, and it does talk to you, and it does make your joints hurt, then it's going to make you more motivated to, again, just want to get healthier and stay healthier. And that's the beauty of it is everything does improve, and you do get healthier, and you do get that desire in a positive way to continue to want to be healthier. And so over time, over time, you get healthier. As we mentioned, I think it was last week we were talking about, and I don't know if we did discuss or not, but how the cells in the body turn over all the time. And to, from this day, imagine this, from today, in 5 or 6 years, I think it's maybe 4 to 6, your bones are going to be 100% different than they are today. Because bone cells are constantly dying off and new bone cells are forming, and that goes on throughout your whole body. So if you start to do some positive things, like we've mentioned in the past, just if you don't drink water, just start sipping water all day. That's going to help your new cells be healthier. If you can cut back, like this woman found out from the clam chowder, if you can cut back on dairy, on grain, on sugar, guess what? You're going to feel it very quickly. I promise you within 2 weeks, you're going to feel differently in a positive way. So just making these little changes like this, then you get into what we do. You start to get your spine and your cranium adjusted and you start to break brain patterns. That's going to take you to a level that and Dr. Shaw mentioned earlier. If you've never experienced that, you just don't know. And we want more and more. That's our goal. We want more and more people to experience the good health that we are blessed with. And you can do that. You do have to take the first step. You have to make the call. But realize it's there for you. I had a young man come in right before the end of my morning. 40-year-old young man and just really high stress right now. And I told him, I said, listen, we're going to explain all this stuff to you. We're going to take the time. We're going to make sure you understand because we want you to be healthy again. And this gentleman's not happy right now. And I will tell you, hope, losing hope, man, I tell you what, that is a big deal. And Dr. Shaw mentioned earlier about, you know, getting deeper into that rabbit hole. You got to maintain hope. And it doesn't take a lot. Just a couple, you know, couple positive treatments in our office, and your brain will start to turn around, and you'll begin to understand, you know what, I can do it. I can get there. And that's why we take the time to educate. We also say, you know, just don't forget, ask.
And while you're on that hopeless thing, why don't you toss that quote out there?
Oh, this quote?
Yeah, you're not married.
So this is in the book we've talked about getting before, and it's just a phenomenal book. It's entitled, Why You Get Sick and How Your Brain Can Fix It. It's by Richard Barwell. He's a chiropractor. Again, just Dr. Shaun introduced me to this about just over 5 years ago. As I mentioned in one of our previous shows, when I read this book, I was like, yes, finally I found a man who I can connect with, who's on the same page I've been on for the last 25 years, and who gets the big picture. Anyway, there's this quote in this book in chapter 7 talking about the emerging health field. And this is by a guy named Dr. John Knowles. He's the president of the Rockefeller Foundation. He's not a chiropractor, but he wrote in 1977, 80% of serious illnesses seem to develop when the individual feels helpless, excuse me, helpless or hopeless. 80% of serious illnesses seem to develop when the individual feels helpless or hopeless. And then he went on to say, over 99% of us are born healthy and made sick as a result of human misbehavior. Well, think about that. This is a gentleman back in 1977 stating that 80% of bad problems, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, serious illnesses, develop when we get that sense of helplessness or hopelessness. So we basically, as we've said many times on the show, your brain and what you're thinking day to day, you are basically creating your own hell or you're creating your own heaven. And it's all in our head. And the old saying, it's all in your head, is actually true.
And that's why it's, you know, accountability is huge. You know, in our office, yeah, you know, we're a chiropractor and we do care about your health. And we're there to hold people accountable. Doesn't mean that everybody's going to be accountable because not everybody has the desire enough so. But, you know, it's all about learning and being taught. And that's, you know, we are teachers. That's what we do. We teach people what they need to do to be where they want to be as far as health is concerned. And then, you know, we're there every appointment to not only check how they are and work with them, but to hold them accountable, make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to. And if they're not, then encourage them to do so. Because if you can't break that pattern that got the person in the situation that they, you know, present to our office in, you know, whether that be, you know, low back pain or serious digestive issues, or, I mean, we see people with, you know, huge mental, emotional stressors coming into our office. I mean, realize that that did not happen overnight, barring some, you know, crazy accident or something. And generally, it's not going away overnight either. So really getting down to the nitty gritty of, you know, where are your stressors? How long have they been there? What are you doing to actively pursue getting rid of them? Because those are the keys to health. And if you're not looking at all of them, then you're missing the boat. You're definitely missing the boat. We want everybody to understand that the health is in your hands, and maybe not everybody's dealt the same cards, and maybe somebody has, you know, some things that popped up in their life that they don't want to, you know, claim responsibility for, and that's okay. But realize that you can change it. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, destined for a life of hopelessness and ill health.
We'll touch on epigenetics again and next, because we're going to mention that word more and more, because you're going to hear more about it in the future.
And before we go to break, once again, it's 2019. Give our office a call. Start the year off on the right foot. Our phone number is 217-698-5800. Our website's readfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-A-D, familywellness.com. Get in contact with us. We want to help you start your year off right.
Yeah, call us right now, too. You can call us at 753-1240, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors, on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Dr. Chris and Dr. Sean are in the studio this afternoon with Reed Family Wellness on Take Back Your Health, Ask the Expert.
It is 2019, and dancing days are here again, and that's Led Zeppelin, if you ever want to pull that down and listen to that. It's an awesome song. One thing I want to mention is, again, we can't emphasize enough the power of the brain. That's what we deal with in our office. That's what we talk all day long, the power of the brain. I was just reading, I have a couple books, devotional books I read every day. But the one this morning said, be full of joy. Joy saves, joy cures. And I try to keep in my own mind, when I wake up in the morning, this is a new day. I have an option. I can have an attitude of gratitude. I can be full of joy. I can be positive, or I can be negative, and I can be, you know, in that realm. So it said, be of good cheer, and you will do more in the same time. You will do it better and persevere longer. So trying to keep that good mentality, and that's, I was just having this conversation with a couple the other day. I was out with my brother, and we were at a bar restaurant, and we ran into some friends of his, and we were talking about that, and I was trying to explain to him the power, and him and her, the power of our brain, and how you literally in a split second can begin to change that. We've talked about this before, but just like, you know, if you're feeling mopey, you can turn around, think of something positive, and get a smile on your face, and feel good again, and so just having that joy.
And that stress aspect of things has such a to do with health. And that's why we're on here talking stress, beat it to death. It's all about stress. Dr. Chris was just telling me to look up some commercials that I had never seen. So I just got on YouTube and looked them up. But it was Cigna, which is a big insurance company, having celebrities. It was like a sit down, like 1 to 2 minute talk with Queen Latifah, Nick Jonas, and who was the other guy's name?
Ted Danson.
And it was, you know, it supposedly, we'll see, you know, where this goes in the future, but that these insurance companies like sat down and were talking to these people, and it was really it was a promotion for like get your yearly checkup, which is, you know, good. You know, keeping up with your health and knowing where you're at is a good thing, as opposed to just, you know, putting it in the closet and just hoping for the best. So it was kind of a promotion for that, but it was really a promotion for talking about how stress and emotions directly affect your health. And so they're sitting down saying, you know, like, what do you do? How do you pursue this? You know, how do you deal with the stress? You know, a celebrity, we all have stress in our lives. You think that celebrities, you know, are generally going to be booked wall to wall with things going on and people beating down their door and this and that. And so, you know, they're probably extra stressed, but, you know, no different from, you know, the mom with 5 kids trying to work a full-time job and you know, just living the normal life. But it's all about stress. It's all about stress. And what are you doing to combat it? What are you doing to pursue keeping it at a minimal level? And how is it affecting your health? And for people that don't make that connection, you need to really analyze. If you have poor health, you need to think about the stressors in your life, and you need to start to control them. Yeah, you need to get help. You need to.
That's our specialty. We are promoters. Our main thing in our office that we do is we help people manage their stress, because it's going to be there each and every day. We talk about this every week. It's going to be there. Physical, mental, chemical stress is going to be there. How do you best manage it? The good thing is, what we're seeing a lot of in this day and age is more and more people getting into exercise, more and more people wanting to know about what to eat. We're going to touch on superfoods here in a second. And then again, the missing aspect of what I see, and realize again, I was an engineer for 8 years. I didn't know anything about chiropractic. Once I got introduced to it, it was a life changer for me, to the point that, again, when I was 32, I went back to school to become a chiropractor. Why? Because I knew it was going to be part of my life. And if I was blessed with the family, it was going to be part of my family's life. And here we are today, 33 years later.
And once again, why is what we do so awesome, so great? Because it's natural. You're not taking medication. You're not having surgery. We're allowing your body to express, you know, what it does, and that's naturally heal. And we give, you know, we try and give it the best opportunity to do so. And, you know, and it's okay if you go to the medical doctor. Just know what you're going to get. You're going to get medications, or you're going to get a surgery. I just had a woman come in recently. She's a regular patient. She's had, like, you know, some knee replacements recently. She's older, and she was telling me that, you know, I don't even know how many years ago she was coming into Dr. Christopher. Probably, I don't know. She's probably been coming in for 5 years anyhow. But she was saying when she initially came in, she had gone to her medical doctor, you know, back pain, sciatic style stuff, and they referred her to an orthopedic surgeon. So, you know, she listened to her doctor and went to the orthopedic surgeon, and the orthopedic surgeon sits her down after, you know, looking at her stuff. It's like, you need surgery. To which she said, I don't want surgery. And he said to her, quote unquote, she just told me this. I had to laugh. And she's like, he's like, then why are you here? Why did you come see me? I'm like, I'm going to talk. I told her, I'm like, I'm going to tell this on the radio show. And that's like, I totally understand. This is what he does. He sees what he thinks, you know, is a surgical, you know, it was what needs surgical intervention. Why are you here seeing me? And it's like, you know, you go to a surgeon, they do surgery. You'd hope that they only do surgery on medical, like, necessity. But sometimes I know that there's people out there that probably aren't. But it's like, what have you exhausted all other options? If not, get the heck out of there. The good thing is she didn't want surgery, and she got the heck out of there. And he said to her, she walked out the door. He said, like, you know, I don't know if he said good luck or whatever, but he said, like, I'll see you later. You know, when you need surgery, or like when you can't take it anymore. And, you know, 5 years later, she's, you know, still hasn't been back. But it's one of those things. It's just a good example of, you know, you're going to get what the person provides. And you know, sadly, medical doctors don't have the time to sit down like we do and delve into the history as deeply and give you avenues that, you know, that aren't medication.
And to help you understand what actually the problem is and how it's coming about.
For sure. And then what people need to know about the meds is, why does one turn into 10, you know, in a matter of years, is because it's not getting to the root cause of why do you have these ills to begin with. It covers up symptoms, and a lot of times, you know, causes more symptoms because of the side effects that come with it. So we want to help people avoid it. Can it be avoided in all cases? I don't know. I mean, potentially, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are looking for answers, obviously, that are on a lot of meds.
Everybody's looking for answers, and that's why I took the time to explain to you what our education consists of, because most people have no idea what we as chiropractors go through education-wise. Now you know.
Yeah.
Our education mimics and mirrors what medical doctors go through.
And since we're on the medication thing, I'm going to talk about, I was reading something on the internet recently that was really interesting. It was talking about big pharma. And, you know, everybody's all about research, which research is good. It obviously gives us an idea of, you know, where things are at and what works and what doesn't. But there's so much bias out there, and there's so many things that aren't probably always being done with a lot of integrity. And I was reading this thing, and it was talking about big pharma and false research, and said that there's been, you know, we've got a minute, so I'm going to try and get a little bit of this in, and then I'm going to, you know, get into it after the break. But they're saying there's tons of examples of research manipulation at the hands of pharmaceutical companies. And when you realize how much money's at stake, and you're talking tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, it makes sense. You know, you would just, it's a weird thing that they could manipulate. But anyhow, I'll toss a couple of these quotes out there before the break. They were saying that, you know, this research is manipulated, and they had a Harvard professor named Arnold Rellman, who was a professor of medicine at Harvard, and he told the world that the medical profession has been bought by the pharmaceutical companies because of research that he's looked at. Another guy named Richard Horton, who is the chief editor of The Lancet, which is the world's oldest and most prestigious peer-reviewed journal, and it's best known for its medical journals. And he stated that a lot of scientific literature that's published today is false. And I'm like reading this, and I'm just like,
how do they get away with it?
Well, it's not even how they get away with it. It's just, all it tells me is stay away from Big Pharma at all costs. If you can avoid Big Pharma and everything that they're pushing, stay away from it.
And what's that mean exactly?
Stay away from medication, essentially. If you
just
can.
So you know what Big Pharma is. That's medication.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to have two more quotes, and we'll move on from that subject. But I just thought that was super interesting. Something that probably just gets people's wheels spinning a little bit.
Somebody's interested in finding out more, how do they get a hold of you at Reed Family Wellness?
217-698-5800. Our website is Reed, R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
Or you can call us right now, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
We're getting into our last segment this afternoon. Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean, so now's the time to call 753-1240.
Going into the break, we were talking about Big Pharma and false research. There was an article that I read online. I read a couple quotes before the break, and the last two before we moved on from the subject that I wanted to read off was one by Dr. Marcia Angel, who is a former editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine. She said that the pharmaceutical industry likes to depict itself as a research-based industry. And as a source of innovative drugs. But she said, but nothing could be further from the truth. Another quote by John Leonidas, who's an epidemiologist from the Stanford University School of Medicine, published an article titled, quote, "Why Most Published Research Findings Are False," which was subsequently, it became the most widely accessed article in the history of the Public Library of Science. You know, these people who, and these are people who are obviously doing research that is telling them this, and they're and it's blatant enough that they're going public in, you know, in facing, you know, one of the strongest companies and one of the strongest industries in the entire world. They're not doing it for no reason. They're doing it to, you know, let the public know, like, hey, you know, keep an eye out. Don't just take things without, you know, doing some research first. I thought it was interesting. Like I said, this is the kind of stuff, like, when I read it, most people don't see this on a daily basis. I mean, it's interesting, and it really makes you question, like, why you should not want to take pharmaceutical drugs unless you absolutely have to.
And I don't know, quite honestly, I'm sure there are reasons that people have to when they're their health is so bad and they're on the verge of literally dying. Then I would consider that as a reason. But other than that, there are so many things you can do positively to affect your health so quickly, just like things we've talked about, clean up your diet.
And I think also pharmaceuticals are really for the people that don't want to make the change. Yeah, realize, you know, like you just said, when your health is so terrible, yeah, you probably don't have a choice at that point, which is sad, but it doesn't mean you can't come back from it.
But we're getting back in that state of helplessness and hopelessness.
Absolutely.
Okay? And that's, again, that's something that can be changed around by just your thought process. And if you do one thing positive for a day, like drink more water and you start to feel better, again, that just sparks the interest. But I had a couple questions I want to touch on briefly. One about superfoods. And then someone asked me about the ketogenic diet, which is, I don't know how many months, but at least a year, the ketogenic diet has been a buzzword. But keep in mind something, as I explained to these people, before the ketogenic diet, it was the paleo diet. Before the paleo diet, it was the South Beach diet. And before the South Beach diet, it was the Atkins. I mean, it's just every few years, you're going to have another buzzword. Here's the good thing about it all. All these diets come down to getting more whole foods back into your diet. Whole foods, not processed foods. Getting processed foods out of your diet and whole foods into your diet. We're going to take that right now?
Yeah, we have a call here. Jeremy? Jerry. Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Doing well. What's your question for the docs this afternoon?
I have pain in my left shoulder when I rotate my arm or try to do anything with it. And I was seeing a chiropractor in another town. I went 3 or 4 times, and nothing he was doing for me was helping. The pain is still there. and he thought maybe it was bursitis.
Can you help bursitis?
Yeah, well, yeah. Again, bursitis, what is bursitis? We hear that a lot, but bursitis is an inflammation of the bursa, which literally sits under the bone at the top of the shoulder, the acromion bursa. But again, bursitis means inflammation of bursa. That's all it means. As I mentioned to you, and we talk about all the time, Jerry, is this Jerry, correct?
Mm-hmm, right.
Jerry, what we do differently in our office, and I'm not tooting our horns, but no offense, we're very, very good chiropractors, and we're very, very well trained. And I don't know what your range of motion, if you have full range of motion in your shoulder, but you got to get down, you got to study the biomechanics of the shoulder. We've had great success with that. Again, bursitis doesn't tell you what's going on, doesn't tell you why is your bursa inflamed, what mechanical issues are not correct in your shoulder that are causing that bursa to become inflamed. Do you remember how, Jerry, how you initially aggravated your problem?
I don't know how I aggravated it or if I aggravated it.
It just showed up one day?
Yes, it started out with if I held my arm out straight and tried to raise it up, it was a little pain.
Yes.
And then in the course of 3 weeks, it went through a lot of pain and ache, and the pain kind of wrapped around the back of the shoulder blade, but third and center.
Absolutely, and I would tell you that's. And I'm glad that your brain noticed that, because most of these shoulder problems begin in your upper back in the shoulder blade area. And we see this, and I'm not exaggerating. We see this problem a couple thousand times a year, and that's not exaggerating. It's a very common problem. Let me ask you another question: is it on your dependent arm?
No.
So it's your opposite arm.
Correct.
Okay, and what do you normally do with that arm? How do you use it?
Normally, I don't do a lot with it, other than occasionally lifting something.
I'm sorry, I can't hear him.
I think we got a bad phone line here, Jerry.
What did you say, Jerry? What do you normally do with it?
When I lift something.
Yeah. Okay, so lifting. I generally tell people in the shoulders. Generally, what the problem comes from is overreaching, lifting, or pulling type motions. I don't know. Again, it's very, very treatable, and it can be helped fairly quickly.
And as we tell anybody who calls in the show, it's one of those things that it's always tough to, over the phone, you know, fully evaluate something. That's why we tell, you know, Jerry, we would tell you to call our office, get on the horn with our front desk, and get in our office, because we, to give you any answer. I mean, we see, like Dr. Kerr's saying, we see this stuff. But, you know, we have to get hands-on. We got to, you know, do a full history evaluation consultation and really get down to the nitty-gritty of you know, what are the biomechanics of your shoulder, your, you know, cervical spine, your thoracic spine, and what are, you know, the triggers for the situation that you're having.
How can Jerry get a hold of you? What's the number?
Once again, our number is 217-698-5800.
Jerry, that can be helped fairly quickly if you want to give us a call, and we can sit down and talk about it. But we thank you very much for your call, and we love the fact that you're interested in getting help. And it's here.
And before we went into the call, you were talking about superfoods.
Real quickly, the superfoods. So anyhow, basically, we're getting back to the diets. There are so many different diets. Every few years, you're going to get a new book that comes out that's going to be the magical cure for everybody's problems. Right now, it's the ketogenic diet. It's nothing more than a whole food diet. And it doesn't matter what diet it is. As I mentioned, the paleo, the South Beach. I got in and got introduced to the Zone back in the mid-90s. It was a life changer for me. Again, stating, get back to whole foods, get all the processed foods out of the diet, the grains, the sugars, the dairy. You take these things, these are foods that cause inflammation. Again, I talked about the clam chowder earlier. What's in clam chowder? Dairy, grain in the way of flour, a lot of stuff that causes inflammation. What happened? Boom, she got knee pain, ankle pain, hip pain, her hip felt raw just from food.
And so ultimately the superfoods, like if you were to Google superfoods, you're going to see berries and fish and lean meat, leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, nuts, olive oils, whole grains. You know, the stuff that we've talked about that we eat and that we try and gravitate towards. And like Dr. Chris was just saying, all those diets essentially are all gearing people towards the same thing. I think they just put a new spin on it and a new name because it, you know, hypes up that like excitement for it again, because people get bored, and you know, changing up the scene is a necessary thing for human beings. I feel like we do get bored very easily, but it's all back to whole foods. You eat whole foods, you're going to feel a lot better. That is, it's,
and then
as
you need to learn
that.
How to combine them, and that's what we help people with is learn how to combine these whole foods.
How do we? Because we're down to it here. How does somebody get a hold of you if they're interested?
698-5800. Give us a call.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Chris, Dr. Sean. We'll see you next week.
See you, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.